A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Shauna Williams and Army Sergeant Sean Williams seem to be a perfect match, right down to their names.
I knew Sean half my life. I couldn't wait to spend the rest of my life with him.
Mom was the happiest I've ever seen her. She was pretty ecstatic.
But Shauna had no clue her honorable man was hiding a lethal secret.
When I looked at how long Shauna's been doing this, I thought there has to be more victims.
I was shocked and devastated.
And when Shauna discovered the truth about her true love, it would prove he had evil running through his veins.
I was scared. More scared than I've ever been in my life.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. By the time Shauna Williams turned 40, she was used to starting over. After getting pregnant and married at the young age of 20, Shauna and her husband had settled in Goldsboro, North Carolina.
We were married very young. We stayed married 8 years, decided to go in separate directions.
So in 2004, when a family member in Richmond, Virginia became ill and needed her support, Shauna found herself freshly divorced and planting new roots with her daughter, Lauren.
I was working full-time as a medical assistant. I just started going to school, but I did still miss the family and friends that we left behind in North Carolina. So we would travel back on weekends and holidays.
On one of her visits in April 2009, Shauna was thrilled when she heard from her old friend, Sean Williams.
Actually, I'm in town this weekend, and I was wondering if you wanted to hook up and grab a drink or something.
I remembered Sean because he went to high school with my brother. It had just been such a long time since we had seen each other, but I was looking forward to catching up.
How about coffee? Everybody meets for coffee now.
That'd be great.
Coffee would be nice.
Now an active duty Army Staff Sergeant stationed in Fort Gordon, Georgia, Sean had clearly transformed into a man.
He'd gotten a lot taller, a little more distinguished.
And he was about to surprise Shauna with a tender confession.
He told me how much he missed me and told me that he's been in love with me since he was 15.
I know. I just knew one day that you'd be my wife.
It was very flattering.
Today's the first day.
But I didn't feel attracted to Sean.
But Sean, I don't know.
He really wasn't my type.
Still, when she returned to Richmond, Shauna found herself chatting with her Army admirer almost every night.
The more I learned about Sean and what his goals and his dreams were, I realized that they were very similar to mine.
I want to travel, buy a house, settle down.
I
want the same things too, you know?
And I started looking at him differently.
Soon, Sean was making regular visits from Fort Gordon to Richmond to visit Shauna.
Things happened pretty fast. The times that we did spend together were amazing. And we just agreed that we wanted to take it to the next level.
Would you consider getting married again?
Yeah, I get married again.
Really?
Yeah.
I really felt that Sean made Mom happy. Just the look on her face, she was smiling more often and just seemed really bubbly. So I was like, okay, that's good.
After her experience of getting pregnant at a young age, Shauna was determined not to take any chances.
So Sean and I made a mutual agreement that we would not be intimate prior to our wedding night. And we both decided to have STD testing done prior to the wedding.
A few days later, Sean arrived in Richmond for their big day.
Okay. I showed Sean my test results, and he said that his tests were negative.
You know, the military, they test us every 3 months, so.
And I was okay with that.
I love you. I
love you back.
After nearly 7 months together, Shauna Williams married Sean Williams, and she didn't even have to change her name.
I was happy for her. She had finally found someone that I knew was a good person and she could build a life with.
I couldn't wait to spend the rest of my life with him. I was the happiest I had ever been.
But her happiness wouldn't last long.
You know what I'm talking about.
When Shauna learned what lay beneath her husband's charming facade had the power to kill.
This is the kind of thing that you only see on television.
It was devastating. I mean, it was just gut-wrenching.
On September 3rd, 2009, Shauna Williams was excited to finally consummate her marriage with new husband, Army Sergeant Sean Williams.
Our wedding day was so special, and honestly, we were just exhausted. The big night that we were waiting for and just didn't happen that night. And it didn't happen the next night, and the next night. And I would ask Sean, you know, well, what's going on?
Honey, is everything okay? I mean,
he had said that he's waited for this since he was 15, and he was nervous.
I don't want to mess things up.
So we just took our time and waited until it just felt right for both of us.
Shortly after their wedding, Sean asked Shauna to move to Georgia, where he was stationed, leaving Shauna torn.
After discussing it, we both agreed that because I was still in school, that it would be best for me to stay in Richmond until after I graduated.
2 years.
I mean, it's going to be a long 2 years. And I'm
going to miss the hell out of you, but we'll be fine.
In the meantime, their love, trust, and frequent visits would sustain them. Sean always found sweet ways to stay connected with Shauna, even when he was working late at his second job as a bouncer at a local karaoke bar.
Sean would send funny pictures and text messages and would always tell me how much he missed me and how much he loved me.
But when graduation came and went, Shauna was dismayed to find Sean no longer seemed to view her move to Georgia as an urgent matter.
It kind of struck me as a little strange, seeing as how we were still newlyweds. I just figured maybe it was the stress of his career.
Shauna found herself regretting her decision not to move to Georgia right away, especially when military life became even busier for Sean over the next few months.
I was disappointed. John didn't visit Richmond as much. The conversations we had on the phone had dwindled somewhat.
Call me back.
Shauna was kind of let down by that. She was wondering whether or not, you know, he still wanted to be married, if there was something going on.
To her major relief, Sean seemed to regain his fire for her when he received a permanent change in station to Fort Bliss, Texas, and was able to get them off-post housing. On April 10th, 2012, Shauna was finally able to move in with her husband.
Mom was the happiest I've ever seen her. She was getting ready to start the next chapter of her life with her husband, so she was happy.
Shauna counted her blessings until one day that May.
Sean was not the neatest person in the world, so I wanted to clean his car while he was at work and throwing away the bottles and potato chip bags.
Shauna was all too happy to be doing the things she felt a good wife should do, until she stumbled upon something that would make her think twice.
I see something sticking out the driver's side door. I was speechless. I didn't know what to believe.
Oh my God.
That was the beginning of her nightmare.
While cleaning out her husband Sean's car, Shauna Williams was shocked at what she found.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I noticed that there was a box of condoms on the driver's side door. And we're a newly married couple that didn't use condoms.
What the hell are these?
And he said that they were in the car that he had purchased before, and things from that car just got transferred to this car.
So over the next few months, Shauna focused on integrating herself into Sean's life.
Sean suggested we have some of his military colleagues over for dinner and drinks. And I figured that this was a perfect opportunity for me to experience being a military wife.
The party was going swimmingly.
I'm so glad you were able to make it. It's so nice to meet you.
Until Sean left to give someone a ride home.
I noticed that Sean left his phone. It started to ring. I just assumed that it was him looking for his phone. So I picked it up.
Hello?
And it was a woman.
I'm looking for Sean. Who is this?
This is Sean's wife. Who is this?
She immediately hung up.
She just had this nagging feeling that there was something going on. So she went through his phone.
There were numerous text messages and pictures of other women. He's proposing to other women. I found pictures of half-naked women. Everything that Sean told me, he's now telling multiple other women. I was floored.
When Sean returned home a few minutes later, Shauna was hell-bent on finding out just what was going on.
I think I left my phone.
Oh, yeah, you left your phone, all right. And you're not going to get it back, Sean, until you tell me what the hell is going on.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
I said, no, you need to explain why these text messages and these photos are in your phone. Sean admitted that the text messages were very inappropriate and said that he decided to entertain other conversations until I moved from Richmond.
It won't happen again.
He said, please don't leave me. I love you. I'm sorry. It was wrong.
It was stupid, but I swear to God, I was lonely.
As difficult as it was, Shauna decided to try and forgive her husband.
I loved my husband, and I wanted this to work and was willing to confront it, correct him, but to just move on.
Still, as much as Shauna wanted to move past what she had found, she simply couldn't. The idea of catching Sean in his lies consumed her.
I turned into an investigator. I went through his personal items looking for any sign that this behavior is still going on.
It wasn't until that July, while Sean was at work, when Shauna spotted something suspicious.
The papers were stuffed in the glove compartment. So I went in the bathroom with the papers.
And the very first words Shauna read, there in black and white, knocked the breath right out of her.
I was stunned. I was floored.
This man is a sociopath and a predator.
I couldn't breathe. I started to shake. I think in that moment, my heart stopped.
In July of 2012, Shauna Williams stumbled upon something shocking in her husband's car.
I saw that they were medical records. Two words on those medical records jumped out at me. They were herpes and HIV.
Not only did Sean have HIV, but he had known his status for 6 years.
You know, the military, they test us every 3 months.
The medical records dated back to 2006, 3 years before we were married. I couldn't breathe. I started to shake.
Shauna was determined to be tested as soon as possible.
My initial HIV test was done at the military hospital. When I asked how long it would take, they said 10 days, which was going to be the longest 10 days of my life.
The next several hours were a blur as Shauna met with military lawyers and investigators to report her husband's deception.
One of the questions the military personnel asked was if I had knowledge of anyone else that Sean was involved with.
Having sexual relations with anybody else?
And I remembered then that I still had his phone.
Military police brought Sean to headquarters while they investigated and placed him in military barracks.
All I thought about was, oh my God, am I going to die? And I was scared, more scared than I've ever been in my life.
Finally, after 10 days, Shauna learned her test results.
She said, you're HIV negative. And I was so relieved.
But relief soon turned to fear when Shauna remembered it could take up to a year for the virus to develop.
This means you do need continued testing.
Okay.
As Shauna tried to come to grips with what had happened, she couldn't help but pore over her history with Sean.
The fact that I had my lab results and that he didn't have his, the condoms in his car, the multiple text messages and pictures. Looking back, the red flags were there. I think my heart just chose not to pick up on them.
Shauna had so many questions. And in late August, she finally had the chance to ask Sean through a military-arranged meeting.
Why would you do this to me? To me?
Because I love you, Shauna, and I didn't want to lose you.
He still stuck to his story that he was never unfaithful.
I don't believe
you. I'm telling you the truth.
Unfortunately, holding Sean accountable would prove to be a long and daunting process. It wasn't until November 2013 when Shauna finally heard from a JAG prosecutor. Thanks to the contents of Sean's phone, they'd been able to confirm Sean had failed to inform 7 other women of his HIV status. One of his victims, Alicia Clark, met him in 2009 in Georgia.
I first met Sean when I had gone out to a local karaoke bar. He started flirting with me, and over the course of a few weeks, he got a little more persistent. You know, he started walking me to my car. He would tell me that he was in love with me and that he wanted to marry me.
You're the love of my life.
We started discussing things possibly being taken to a physical level. So I asked him, how often are you tested for STDs?
Oh, I get the military, they test me every 3 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
We were all shocked. I think Sean went into the military, and when he realized how much women like a man in uniform, he just went off the deep end.
Luckily, none of the women were infected, but there was no telling how many more had been exposed. On September 9th, 2014, Sean Williams pleaded guilty to 8 counts of aggravated assault, 6 counts of adultery, and 1 count of disobeying direct orders. He was dishonorably discharged from the Army and received an 8-year federal prison sentence.
It was very hurtful and emotional to know that someone that I fell in love with deeply could hurt me in such a devastating way.
Today, Shauna is starting over again. Even though for the last 2 years she has tested negative for HIV, her ordeal still weighs heavily on her.
I'm different. I don't easily trust people the way that I used to.
But with each day, Shauna believes that God spared her health and gave her strength to live her life to the fullest.
Shauna's made a lot of steps moving forward. I'm noticing a calmness coming over, and she's starting to smile a little bit more.
Life today is much better. And I have a wonderful, supportive family, and my friends have been amazing. And with that network that I have, it can't get anything but better.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.